Put Rabinowitz in a life raft. Have him row in circles until we return.
It could be days.
We'll tape his favorite shows. He won't miss anything.
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship.
Movies, baby. It's Friday. Time to talk movies with Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Day podcast. Rafer, good morning.
Good morning.
And Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Day podcast as well. Welcome to the program.
Hey,
folks.
How are you?
So what do we got up for this weekend? And now we got all of our Oscar nominations in play, so there's that to talk about as well. But two releases that you're focused on this week. Kristen?
The first one is The Grey, starring Liam Neeson, and it's a hyper-realistic survival movie in the Alaska wilderness, a plane crash, wolves, people bleeding to death and getting mauled to death.
The Grey, it's kind of like the Edge, a tradition of very terse-titled movies. What do you think of this, Rafer?
I thought it was part of it is incredibly brutal. You're seeing men being, you know, shredded like fresh prey by packs of wolves. But at the same time, it's strangely sentimental and kind of mawkish, which didn't really work for me. I couldn't quite figure out what the movie was trying to do.
Kind of a Boy Scout movie.
We need a fire. Then we find food. If we don't move and work now, we're all freeze to death.
Somebody will find us.
They gotta know that plane went off the radar.
Nobody's gonna find us. Not here. We figure out what way is south and we start walking.
Liz, get up, get up. Yes.
Don't move. Stare right back at him.
Sounds like the Boy Scouts meets Paranormal 3.
Yeah. Well, they're mostly fighting a pack of wolves. The Grey clearly refers to the alpha male. Could be the wolf, could be Liam Neeson.
Yeah, maybe they need a little more metaphor there and a little less sort of these are special effect wolves, Kristen?
I don't know, but I found them totally terrifying. The movie was so anxiety-inducing that towards the end I actually had to leave because it was too hyper-realistic and too scary for me.
I thought it wasn't brutal enough.
So The Grey is anxiety-producing. What must we make of Man on a Ledge? There's a relaxing sort of mellow-out movie, Kristen.
Well, first of all, I want to say the title is not accurate. It should really be called Three Men, One Woman on Two Ledges, plus One Woman in a Bra through the whole movie. That's pretty much the whole movie right there.
All right, let's hear a clip.
I'm Detective Lydia Mercer. What brings you out here today?
Aside from the view.
Hey, trust me, this staring off into the abyss stuff, it's no good. Why don't you want us to know who you really are?
I'm ready to die. And it's important to me that you understand that.
Now, aside from reducing the budget, because you really only need one set if you're going to do a ledge,
right.
What's the advantage of this sort of situation, Rafer?
Well, I think they're hoping it'll build tension because you've got a guy who's standing on a ledge, as the title says, and he's, you know, will he jump, will he not jump? But of course, it's this big, elaborate diamond heist scheme. He's a convicted felon trying to prove his innocence.
A lot of flashbacks?
Some flashbacks, a lot of cross-cutting. I found it incredibly tedious, given that you've got a guy on a ledge for the entire film.
right. So tedious on
tedious,
a ledge.
Yeah.
Kristen, what do you think? Did this hang together?
I have to disagree. I thought it was so bad it was good. It's just loaded with cliches, really thin characters, explosions. As I said, we have the woman in a bra. We have the men on the ledges. I thought it was really good fun.
Fun entertainment.
Yeah. You just can't go in thinking it's going to be something big. Just enjoy it.
So disagreements. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. The Grey, disagreement there. You hated it?
Yeah, I can't recommend
you,
it.
I thought it was so scary it was pretty
and
good.
And Man on a Ledge, you?
So bad it's good.
And
hated it.
All right. Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, culture producers for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Day podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, you're movie critic for Newsday as well.
I am, yes.
Day job. Keep it.
I try.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.